And for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. This will be part two of the message, The Heart of Grace. The Heart of Grace. I want to make a few statements before we go into the scriptures, but let me give you I won't call it generic, but a brief definition of the word grace. And what it does. But simply put, grace is the divine influence in our heart. It's divine influence in the heart. Grace. The divine influence in our heart. Not in our head, but in our heart. And it does two things. Two things that grace will do. One is grace will strengthen. And two, grace enables. It strengthens and enables us. I'm going to probably do a message in this series. The title has been going over in my mind, Empowered, Not Excused. There's a tendency to see grace as an excuse, but no, grace is an empowerment. It strengthens and enables us. Now, this is what we must understand, and we're going to be working with the heart for some time, because the ability of God works in and from the heart, not just mental consent. It works. The ability or the grace of God works in and from the heart. Now, what's very important as we discuss the whole concept of grace, what is most importance is the condition of your heart. You know, Lord help us when our heart grows weak, but you know, even naturally speaking, someone that has heart trouble, hardening of the arteries, and that it affects their body, it affects how they think, it affects their movements, it affects everything. So it's important when we talk about grace to understand, to know, and to address the condition of the heart. It affects all of our spiritual life, everything, how we see things, how we react to things. Let me give you a quick example. I'll talk about this more at another time, but you know, light is pure. Light is clear, it's without color. But when it passes through a prism, or you've probably seen it where it passes through something and it bends. When it bends, it takes on a color. You see, if our heart is not pure and light passes through it, it's going to bend. We're going to have a perception about things that is not pure, that is not of God. And so the condition of our heart is of the utmost importance. Because remember, our spirit is saved. Our spirit is clean. Our spirit is forgiven. Our spirit is perfect. Our spirit is righteous. Our spirit is complete. But it's that heart that everything in our spirit has to pass through, because God deals with our heart. All right, so the condition of the heart is very important as we discuss grace. All that God does in us, He does in and through our heart. He does in and through our heart. My prayer is that this series of lessons, teaching, will cause us to become more anchored, to go deeper in the things of God and not allow superficial, carnal things to govern our life or to govern our emotions or our reactions or responses, but rather allow God to truly deal with our heart. See, again, we have to rise above just mental assent. It's good to say amen, but we have to go beyond saying amen. Say amen. You know, we say amen to open up ourselves to truth. But then there's a going beyond that, and it has to do with God dealing with our heart. In 1 Samuel, if you give me 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7, and then Proverbs 4 and 23. But 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. The Lord looks on the heart. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Proverbs 4 and verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Everything God does in and through us flows through our heart. And so if there are conditions in the heart, if we've not cast down the imagination, if we've not allowed God to purify that heart, then when the light comes through, it bends. It takes on another color. There could be prejudice. You're saved, but you're prejudiced. And that doesn't mean just black and white. You can be prejudiced toward somebody short or tall or fat or skinny or light-skinned or dark-skinned. You know, you got stigmas about stuff because the light passing through you bends. You know, culture. Sometimes people are governed by their culture more than by the kingdom. And so they are divisive, party spirits. They have divisive spirits, because that light going through them is bending. Okay? So we must allow God. The Bible says, of course, that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And not just in the sweet by and by. We'll be able to see him now. We'll be able to see his hand. We'll be able to know his handiwork. We'll be able to see his movements. Blessed are the pure in heart. James says it this way. The wisdom that descends from above is first of all pure and peaceable, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. As we said, the first thing about the wisdom of God is that it's pure. It's not going to bend. When we truly walk in righteousness, in God, in the finished work of righteousness, sometimes you make decisions and you have to suffer for them. You know, nobody likes to, you give some and then you suffer. So, well, I'm taking that back. I didn't mean to get it to you. Indian giver. That's what they say, Indian giver. But no, when you truly walk in that righteousness, you're not going to renege on things because you're walking in that right. You're walking in a pure light. And as I said last time, there are sometimes afflictions. And it's not because you've done wrong, but because you are walking in the pathway of righteousness. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Bible says the Lord delivers them out of them all. Okay, so we see here that God looks upon the heart. All that our lives are flows from the condition of our heart. All that our life is flows from the condition of our heart. That's why Proverbs said, keep your heart, guard. That word keep is guard. Guard your heart with all diligence. Be diligent about guarding your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Yeah, I remember a long time ago, I had an invitation to a church in Miami, and we went, and God gave me a message. I forget the title of it, but it had to do with the heart condition. And, you know, I did a study on heart conditions and related it to spiritual heart conditions. And how that, you know, the blood is pumped through the body by the heart. And so if the blood is bad, then the heart is going to pump that to all, to your feet, to your hands, eyes, and your ears. So if spiritually it's not pure, then it's being pumped into everything. You're going to see things, and you're not going to see right. It'll pump that blood to your mouth. Your words will come out, but your words won't be right. You'll be hearing things, but you won't be hearing right. Your feet, your hands, all that stuff, because it's the heart is pumping it to all those areas of your body. And so that's why we're to keep our heart with all diligence. So, amen? Grace works from the heart, and it's a product of faith. Remember, we are saved by grace through faith. Grace works from the heart and is a product of faith. Now catch this. It's diametrically opposed to your natural mind. Grace works from the heart. It's a product of faith, and it's diametrically opposed. It's at odds with your natural mind. I'll say that one more time. Grace, it works from the heart. It's a product of faith, and it is diametrically, it is opposed to your natural mind. The natural mind does things in its own strength. The natural mind will do all its work in its own strength. The natural mind will always limit you to your own resources, to your own strength, your own time, your own talent, your own ability. It leaves God's ability out. The natural mind. Go with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 9, and then give me Romans 8 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Okay? Speaking about the natural man, the man that is limited to his own strength, his own ability. His eyes haven't seen, his ears haven't heard, it hasn't entered his heart what God can do or what God has prepared. I want you to ask the person beside, do you know what God has prepared for you? The thing about the natural mind, and we'll dig a little deeper into this, the thing about the natural mind, it cannot grasp. You can never grasp with your natural mind what God has for you, or even what God is capable of doing through you.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 13 of Mega Grace, the Heart of Grace, part 2. Grace is the divine influence in our heart and not in our head. Grace will do two things. It will, one, strengthen you, and two, enable you. Sometimes grace is denounced as to give saints an excuse to sin. God hates sin. Why would he use a passage to sin? Grace empowers us. The ability of God is working in us through the heart when grace is in operation. The condition of the heart is vital. It affects all of our spiritual life. All that God does, he does through our heart. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.